Today is June 18th, 1984, and your name is?
Well, they always call me Connie. It's Constance, but they call me Connie.
Okay. And Bardinelli, right? Okay. I'm interviewing Mrs. Bardinelli in her house. Okay. Now I have to get to the questions. Okay. Your name is Mrs. Bardinelli, right? Okay. When were you born?
I was born in February 1906.
1906, okay. What was it like? You were born in Bridgeport, right?
No, I was born in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made your parents come to Bridgeport after, you know, from Italy?
Well, I guess they felt they could make a better living here.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a little more money, whatever it was. And they had a little more freedom mm-hmm. here. And I guess that's about it as far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. When did you come to Bridgeport, the area of Bridgeport, when you were little?
Oh, I came here at, wait a minute now. So I was 10 years old, 15 or 16, either one.
Okay. What was it like growing up in Bridgeport?
What
was it like growing up in Bridgeport?
Oh, well, in my day, I thought it was just beautiful, mm-hmm. you know. We had, we felt as though we could go downtown, mm-hmm. walk very freely. And downtown we had, I'd say about, at least 8 or 9 theaters mm-hmm. down there. We didn't have to worry about what theater you wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a whole lot easier to walk downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what, downtown, like, say, when I was younger, it was like, say, for instance, New York. You know, people walking back and forth, one another, and very friendly, mm-hmm. you know. And we had so many different theaters there. If you didn't like one, you go into another. And the town was full of beautiful stores.
Mm-hmm.
They had every kind of a store you could think of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They had expensive stores. They had stores that, to your own
taste.
Whatever you could afford, you know.
Right. Okay. What schools did you attend when you came to here when you were little?
Oh, I went to Webster School.
You went to Webster School, and what did you go to high school?
No, I got out of school when I was in 7th grade.
Okay, what was the reason for you getting out of school so early? Was it because you know your mother had you had plans you were going to go to work?
Well, I didn't have a mother; it was just my father and I,
mm-hmm.
and I had to go to work to support him
mm-hmm.
because he worked like a. Outdoors. He was a laborer. Them days, they didn't have the machinery that they have today.
Mm-hmm.
Them days, everything was pick and shovel. You know, if they had to fix a road, he used to work in the road, you know. And they would have to, you know what a pick is?
Yes.
Well, they'd have about, 40 or 50 men
mm-hmm.
do the work of only 2 men do today, really, with the machinery that they have. And then, them days, they would only work in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like from, let's say, they'd start like maybe April, you know, and they'd work until about October. Then when it would start, the weather would start getting cold, real cold, they didn't work all winter.
Mm.
Well, that of course, that was my father, but of course, a lot of other people worked in factories, but my father didn't. My father worked outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in the wintertime, I'll tell you, them days the pays were very small.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to work, and I'll tell you, to help out my father.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, mm-hmm. well, them days we worked 50 hours
mm-hmm.
for $6 a week. But, of course, like I say, it was $6 a week, But we bought sugar for 5 cents a pound.
Oh, wow.
You know? Right. And the cost of living was much cheaper than it is today. Mm-hmm. So
how about when the Depression came? Was it hard?
Oh, yes. But of course, I'll tell you, when the Depression came, I was married, mm-hmm. You know, and it was very, very hard for a lot of people. But we were very fortunate because Vic, my husband rather, mm-hmm. he worked like for a soda company, mm-hmm. and they worked pretty much steady, you know, they worked pretty steady. But I had a lot of friends that they were on. Well, thank God, I'm very, very, I feel very fortunate that I never had to go on welfare. Mm-hmm. But I've had, I had an awful lot of friends that were on welfare, mm-hmm. you know. And today, there were so many that have welfare. They send them a check, you know, money.
Yeah.
But then days they didn't give them a check.
Yeah.
They would give them a box of food. You know, and they had to manage with that food the best they could. And then when it came to, the heat in the wintertime, they would give them so much oil. Of course, I think they do that today, too. They give them the oil for their heat.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about my friends now.
Yeah, I understand.
As I said, I didn't have to do that. I'm very, very thankful for that. But we had to manage, and then we had the 29 crash.
Yes.
Oh, well. Well, I remember when we had the 29 crash, I had $200 in the bank. Mm-hmm. That was the most money I had. Oh, it's going away from me again, huh? I'll hold it this way. Is this all right?
Yeah, that's
good. Well, the banks, well, I'll tell you, that was about 3 or 4 banks that closed down,
mm-hmm.
and the bank that I had the $200 with, that closed down.
Mm-hmm.
But then another bank took over,
mm-hmm.
and anyway, we had to wait, I think, about 5 or 6 years before they gave us, I think, about $5 or $6 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So that lasted maybe about 15 years, I guess. I don't know how long it was. But we never got all of our money back.
Yeah.
No, we only got $5 or $6 until we got about maybe, I don't really remember now, it was 50 or 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. We didn't get any more of that, but of course that was all the money we had.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of other people, they had a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they lost all of it.
Okay.
You know. And it was really, really, I really felt bad for them poor people.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost all that money, you know. We didn't have much, but we got along. I got along, and I was happy.
Yeah.
And that's what we did in them days,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a brother, but he's up in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we go to visit him once in a while, you know. And we write to each other once in a while.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Was any of you remember in the Depression, did they have, you know, like, you know, were they like in the war, World War II or something like that? Did anything affect you by that, of the World War II?
Oh, I had a son in the service.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had a son in the service. Thank goodness, though, he's home. And he was, he was in the service for 2 years, I think. And he went to Guam,
mm-hmm.
and I can't think of all the other places that he went.
But I mean, was there anything dealing with World War II or World War I that affected you or your family, like that, you know, in a special way or something?
Well, I had brother-in-laws that were in the service, but they came home. They came back safe and sound, too. Yeah.
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 But what was it like, you know, with them being away from you? Was it, you know, everybody?
Oh.
It was really sad and everything.
Oh, yes, it was very sad. Sure, when we saw them go away. Well, I'll never forget when my son had to go away, my youngest son, the poor thing, he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
and I couldn't go to the station to bid him goodbye, mm-hmm. you know. And he just walked out of the door and says, well, goodbye, Ma. And I wanted to really go to the station, but when I saw him go away and I couldn't go to the station and all my friends were going to the station with their children, mm-hmm. well, I was really heartbroken then. That was really heartbroken.
Yeah.
Then there was another time that he didn't write to me for about, oh, maybe about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any letters from him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I was worried about him.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to have been in the States,
mm-hmm.
you know. He was in the States. But then coming to find out, when he did write,
mm-hmm.
he was in the hospital sick.
Oh, gosh.
He had scarlet fever.
Oh, wow.
And, but they, you know, at the time when they had scarlet fever, them days everything was quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't write, they couldn't send any letters out, or I couldn't send any letter. Well, I kept writing, but I didn't get any answers.
Right.
See, and that really got me worried, you know. I thought, my goodness, I'm not getting any answers. Why? And then I thought, well, I'll wait another week, and if I don't get an answer, I'll have to look into it. Well, I kept saying, I'll wait another week, and I, until, you know, a few months went by. Then finally, when I did get an answer, then he explained to me why he couldn't write. Then I felt relieved.
Yeah.
But it is, believe me, it's a very heartache when you're, you know, they're going away. You know,
but and, like, but when you said your son had scarlet fever, was it, you know, that at the case where they couldn't enough? They tried to do their best, but they didn't have the medication that they have today.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly what it is. Well, the medication that they have today is just really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in them days, they didn't have the medication, you know, that they had. So they did the best they could. Thank goodness he's all right now. You know,
mm-hmm.
and. About all I can remember about the service. Then, of course, after 2 years, the war was over.
Right.
Oh, and then everybody was all excited them days, you know. We went out and we start marching up and down the street, and we were so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, of course, see, I saw two wars. The First World War,
mm-hmm.
when the First World War ended, that was in 1918, I think.
Mm-hmm.
See? I don't know. I think it was
17.
Was it 17, Vic? 17 or 18? Well, anyway, I remember that. When that ended, oh, they had all kinds of parades then, you know. And then, of course, I experienced the Second World War. When that ended, we had a lot of parades and, you know, paper ticking, what do they call that? Out in the street and all that. Oh, gee, that was really exciting.
Mm.
And then, of course, what made it more exciting, and then about 6 or 8 months later, then my son came home.
Yeah.
You know, and then that was a very happy occasion.
Of course.
Yeah. So that was nice, you know.
How did the mayor of the city and the president feel about, you know, the kids going into war after such a long time and their parents with, you know, the worrying feelings? They can't write to them and they don't know what the heck's happening.
No, I don't know. I guess the president felt sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really wasn't much. Well, the first World War was Roosevelt, huh, Vic?
Wilson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Second World War was Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, yeah.
Yeah. Wilson was the first president. And, I don't know then, because I was, you know, a lot younger. But, them days, then they, I don't know, I guess, you know, they blamed, what was it, Kaiser, Vic?
No. Yeah, Kaiser.
Yeah. Was that the Russian?
The First World War.
I mean, yeah, that was the First World War. And, of course, the Second World War, well, that was really...
That was Hitler, wasn't it?
That was Hitler.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But like what I'm saying is, like, how did the mayor of the city feel about all this? Did he, you know, did he say, you know, we demand, you know, that, you know, we have special things for the people who are in war because they went to go and fight, you know, for our country and everything? Or, you know, was it like a joyous occasion that your sons were out there fighting for the world? Or?
But you know, you
missed them because they were away such a long time, or
you know.
What did he say about the whole thing?
Well, I don't really remember. I think he'd say, you know, he was. We had to fight for our liberty.
Yeah.
Naturally, we always had to fight for our liberty, and then they.
Am I?
Let's see where I'm at. What was the employment outlook
for you in your days?
I mean, was there a lot of jobs open
to young people?
Yes, because everything. There wasn't as much machinery as they have today. Everything was made by hand, you know. And, it was very easy to get a job. If you didn't like one job, you know, of course I worked in the factory. If we didn't like one job, the next day you could find a job in another factory.
What kind of job did you work in?
Oh, gosh, I worked in making boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, they had sort of machines, but then there was a lot of work, hand work to be done.
At what age did you begin work?
Well, I went to work at, I was really 13, but you were supposed to be 14, but I lied a little bit, because I had to help my father, and I told him I was 14, so they let me go to work, you know, and then I worked in Warner Brothers, and that I worked on. Well, them days, see, the girls don't wear those heavy corsets.
Yeah.
Like today, it's just these little girdles. But them days, the women used to wear those corsets with steels in them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and each corset had about at least 10 or 15 steels in them.
Oh wow!
And I worked on a huge machine that it was a press. And I had to put these steels inside of a press. You know, I had to put 5 steels inside of a press. Then I'd have to put my foot down. And if I ever got my finger in there, or any of my fingers, I'd lose my fingers. And this big press would come down and make holes in the steels. Because, see, they had to make the holes in the steels because then they'd have the lace. You know, do you remember the laces? Well, I mean, you've seen them on movies lots of times, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, they had to put the laces through these holes. And I had to put 5 in at a time, put my foot down on the press, hold the steels tight, and the press would come down and make a hole in each steel. Then I'd take those 5 out, and I'd put 5 more in.
Oh, gosh.
And I was only 13 years old doing that job.
Oh, my God.
But today, everything is automatic. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't think they even use them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, if they do use anything for steels, they just press the button and wonderful. Yeah.
Could you describe the neighborhood that you were living in when you were little?
Well, I lived in the Hollow, you know, Lexington Avenue. We were all very friendly, much more friendly than today.
Yeah.
Much more friendly. Everybody, they were always out to help somebody, always. And then them days, everybody had a front porch, you know, and the neighbors would sit on the front porch. Like a rainy day like today, now they couldn't go walking, so they would sit on the front porch. And the neighbor would sit on the porch next to them and say, "Hello there, how are you? Come on over and sit on my porch."
Yeah.
You know, and they would sit on the, we'd go to the neighbor's porch.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody was sick, the first thing they would do was bring a pot of soup over.
Oh, that was,
they all helped one another. They really did. Today, everybody wants privacy.
Mm-hmm.
They want their own back porch. Their own, everything is in the back of the house, you know. And really, do you know, now I live on, I've been here for 31 years. Do you know I hardly know my neighbors?
Oh, I believe it.
That's a fact. We hardly know our neighbors.
Mm.
Well, of course, I know the one across the street. But I don't see her maybe once a month, you know. And the other neighbors, it's just if we see each other, hello, and that's it.
Yeah.
But we don't run into each other's house like we did years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't. I don't believe that you have to be a nosy body and run into everybody's house every minute.
Oh, I believe that.
But
yeah.
Just to be a little more friendly, mm-hmm. You know, much more friendly than, oh, God, years ago. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, today, of course, you know that nobody is afraid to walk the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, years ago, 10, 11 o'clock at night, nobody thought anything of walking up and down the street, mm-hmm. going home. And then, of course, them days, there weren't as many cars,
mm-hmm.
you see. And, of course, when I went to work, if the factory was a little distance away from me, mm-hmm. well, then I would take the bus mm-hmm. to go.
But many cars? Trolley cars?
The trolley cars, yes.
Okay.
Well, that's right, too. We took the trolley cars. And then they had, in the summertime, they had the open cars.
Mm-hmm.
There was no doors or windows on the open cars.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just hop right in, and the seats were all across there. We'd sit on the seat. But then in the wintertime, they had the cars with the doors on them and the windows,
mm-hmm.
you know. Then after a while, I don't know, they decided to have buses
mm-hmm.
because... see, the trolley cars, they had to have tracks in the middle of the road, you know. And I guess they decided to have buses because the buses could come to the curb.
Right.
And then there was more, by that time there was more people having cars,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then, of course, I didn't have a car,
mm-hmm.
and I took the bus,
mm-hmm.
you know.
What? You still take the bus, or do you now drive, or what?
Oh, I take the car.
Mm-hmm.
I go by car. Then, I haven't taken a bus now in I don't know how many years. Today, there's more cars on the street than there are people.
True.
That's a fact. Every home, if they've got two, three children in the house,
mm-hmm.
if they're grown up, they all have their own car.
True.
Today, they hop in the car and they go. You know, nobody walks today. Although I do. I go walking down the center.
Yeah.
Down the shopping mall. Have you ever been down there?
Shopping park.
Down Trumbull here?
Yeah.
Well, I walk from here to there every day.
That's good.
Oh, I do that every day. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather walk than take the car down there.
Yeah.
Because I feel if I took the car down there, I wouldn't have any exercise. I wouldn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk down there every day and back. It takes me half an hour to get there, although I don't walk as fast
mm-hmm.
as a young person would walk. It maybe take them maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes me a good half hour. Then I walk all around the mall, and then I walk back.
That's pretty good.
So that's about 2.5-3 hours that I, you know, break up the day,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I love it. I enjoy that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the cars, there are so many cars today.
Yeah.
It isn't funny anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know.
What did you do for fun besides go to the theaters or something like that?
Oh, we went to dances.
What kind of dances? Like,
were they like anything
like today or?
Oh, nothing like today. No, not in my day. My day we did waltzing.
Mm-hmm.
We did foxtrot, one step. There's my son coming home from work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then them days were really, see, they had
a dance hall. It was just for dancing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then they'd have like a little soda fountain on the side of the lobby of the hall, you know.
Yes.
And we would just dance the waltz, the foxtrot, one step, two step, and then they used to have two bands,
mm-hmm.
big bands. They were like just three or four pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Each band was about 10, 12, 15 pieces,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they would have two bands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was right up my alley. I danced every dance. I used to love it,
mm-hmm.
you know. One dance would have intermission. I mean, one band
mm-hmm.
would have intermission. And the other band would start playing. Well, then we would dance all over again,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
They had one dance hall. It wasn't, well, of course, from here it's far. But I mean from where I lived at the Hollow
mm-hmm.
there. They called it Quilty's
mm-hmm.
Dance Hall.
Then that was on
Fairfield Avenue.
Then they had a dance hall right
on Main Street. They used to call it the Lyric.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was a, they had the lyric dance hall. Then they had, the Ritz dance hall. That was a big one. Mm-hmm. That was a big dance hall. There's where they had the real big bands. Mm-hmm. Then they had Pleasure Beach.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, it was really, I'm telling you, we had somewhere to go all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you the truth, all they drank was soda.
Right.
All they had was just soda, and maybe they'd sell hot dogs or popcorn, mm-hmm. but that was the limit.
Yeah.
There was no heavy drinking. Mm-hmm. No. But, of course, today they don't have the dance halls that we have. Today, they go into these, what do they call it, dining, they eat and drink. Mm-hmm. That's all they do, is just eat and drink.
Yeah.
But there was, it was really pleasure. Mm-hmm. It was really dancing. You danced all night and you'd go and have a drink or maybe an ice cream cone or something like that, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Then, sometimes after the dance or after the theater, we'd go into an ice cream parlor. There was an ice cream parlor on every corner, you know, and there was a theater. All Main Street was full of theaters. If you didn't like one, you know, you'd go into the other.
How much was it?
5 cents a cone.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes, 5 cents a cone. Then I remember when I was a little girl, now they're talking about ice cream, I say about 10 years old, they had ice cream for a penny a cone.
Oh, my gosh.
But the cones weren't as big as the 5 cent ones.
Yeah.
They had the penny cones. The cones were about, say, 4 inches long.
Oh, wow.
You know, and about that big. So you'd get maybe, they'd give it to you like the spoon, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
They'd take a spoon and they'd put it on the cone. But for a penny?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, this is all we got when we were a kid. If we got anything, the most we got was only a penny.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'd have a vendor come around mm-hmm. with the ice cream. Mm-hmm. They'd, you know, push the cart, like, mm-hmm. and they'd come around, and we'd get the ice cream. And then sometimes they had this, what they call this, flavored ice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they scrape the ice and put the flavoring on it. That was only a penny a cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything was only a penny. And then candy. You could go in the candy store. And they had a lot of loose candy. And they'd say, well, I want a penny's worth of that. And sometimes you'd get, maybe another time.
God.
Yeah, licorice. Oh, you'd get 4 or 5 long sticks of licorice for a penny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And there was a big variety, mm-hmm. you know, of candy and... And then stores, of course, there were a lot of small stores, you know, these little individual stores. They didn't have these big markets like they have today.
Yeah.
And everybody, we used to do our shopping every day.
Uh-huh.
You know, they didn't go to the shopping center and buy enough for a whole week or 2 or 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We would buy it every day. We would go to the meat market.
Uh-huh.
And we'd buy whatever amount of meat we wanted,
mm-hmm.
and we'd bring it home. And if the next day, we'd buy more meat. We always bought our meat every day because we didn't have the refrigeration they have today.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we had these little ice boxes, because mm-hmm. I don't think you know that.
Yeah, I know. My grandmother told
me. We had an ice box, and we would buy a cake of ice.